Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Happy Friday.
Oh, whoa.
Something just happened. Brim, what are you doing?
That was totally
over there?
Me. I forgot to turn on my PA. Sorry about that.
All right.
PAs, you know, I have speakers up when I'm
all right, let's see.
Off the air.
Let's see if we can find the Radio Alice report sounder. Go.
Oh, wrong one. There it is.
No, that
no,
did not come through.
I don't hear anything.
Nope.
What?
Yeah, no.
Oh, sorry about that.
The Radio Alice report.
The very what hot. Is from us. We don't hear you. What?
Did you hear that?
We yeah, heard it, but it was incredibly
yeah,
hot.
You,
overmodulated
yeah,
big
you
time.
Yeah, you and your sound effects are.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I turned it down.
The Radio Alice report.
That's sure. Delightful. Great.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank knows education must continue in a crisis. Supplies are running low everywhere. So the Fremont Bank Foundation gave nearly $600,000 to Bay Area school districts. Students and teachers will have more access to personal protective equipment, technology, and so much more of what they need now. That's Fremont Bank, everyone.
Nice job, Fremont Bank.
Yeah, it
coming
is a nice
through
job.
During this whole thing.
Okay, so I guess I'm going to start with this story because for me, I've been waiting to read it. I've been waiting to see this headline.
Oh.
Thankfully, it's finally here. As you know, fires in California happen regularly. It's
yes.
Unfortunate part of living here is we have a fire season now.
Yeah.
And actually, we have for a long time. It's not... I know we have climate crisis. I believe that's true. But I also know we've always had fires in the fall.
Right.
So anyway, that said, the headline reads, California plans almost $500 million. Well, no, over $500 million. $536 million for forests before wildfire season. So one of the things after last year, which I was evacuated and there were people who are still, I see them all the time. They've lost their homes and they're
right.
Living like there's people camped out in Davenport who lost their homes and you know, what is it? Not a year later, but still they're still displaced from
right.
It. So this is something that's really important to all of us. It could get any one of us at any time. And it's important that they take care of this forest management project can't start soon enough. And that's what the money's for. They plan to reduce as much of the fuel as they can before fire season starts.
Right.
So we had a really dry winter. So that obviously makes it even more scary. Although then again, they'd say if it rained a lot, they'd say, oh no, everything's going to grow and the fuel will be worse.
And then so it'll dry out, right.
I guess we can't win either way.
There
but
is no winning. The controlled burns help. They're, you know, I'm always getting messages like, don't call 911. This is a controlled burn that they're doing in this location.
And that's great. They should yep. be doing that, and it's good to hear they're about to do more of it. So the $536 million towards forest management more than doubles what they'd usually spend, and that's got to happen. They've got to do as much wildfire preparedness as they possibly can so we have less of this just
devastating,
weeks on end
right.
of fires and
terrible air and
right
you know
right. I mean, I think last year, let's hope last year was as bad as it's gonna, like we had days
I mean, where it looked like we lived on Mars. It was
right
just,
I mean, that was just too much,
you
so,
know. And listen, yes, wildfires happen, but I will say I've only lived in California for 24 years, and in that time the last 3 years have been the ones that were really for us here in this area. Those, and I, you know, I get it. I wasn't here for the Oakland Hills fire, and I hear people talking about that all the time. But these last 3 years in a row seemed so ridiculously huge. So much loss.
Well, that money is going to go to... So again, we're talking about this makes the news. It's the headline reads, California plans to spend $536 million for forests before wildfire season. Officials are rushing to thin forests, build fuel breaks around vulnerable communities, and allow for planned burns before the dry winter turns into a dry summer, which turns into tinder fall. So that is really good news. I hope that for any of you out there who experienced any of this, and
well, we all breathed the air, that's for sure.
Yeah, we all saw that. We all saw the orange sky. So I guess we all sort of dealt with it on one level or another. Anyway, this is welcome news. Get to
and
work.
Do your part too. Like, you know, you hear that chain ad where you don't drag chains. Make sure you're not sparking anything. Never throw a cigarette outside your car. There are really simple things you can do to help with this too.
This next story is just one of those, man, is this what it's coming to? For the second time in 2 months, a KPIX 5 journalist was the victim of crime while on the job. I told you the story about the camera was stolen right off the guy's shoulder.
Yeah, like, right.
Reporter and his security guard. So now they've got to do that. Send out a security guard with the reporter in order to make sure that the reporter can do the job they've been hired to do. Apparently, they were near Stowe Lake in San Francisco's Golden Gate Park on Wednesday when the two were pepper sprayed during an attempted robbery of the reporter's video camera.
So attempted.
The robber stole the camera, but the security guard, through the stinging pain of pepper spray, apparently chased them. While fleeing, one of the robbers was hit by their own getaway car and dropped the camera. The suspects left the scene in a Chevrolet SS. I believe there's a lot of super sports. I thought the SS was that pickup truck, though, with the... You know that one, Bryn?
It sounds familiar. Let me look it up.
It may not that, though. I don't know. Anyway, it doesn't matter. It had Nevada plates, and the reporter and the guard are okay, but right there while doing their job in Golden Gate Park.
Right.
Pepper sprayed and tried attempted robbery. Man.
Brutal. Yeah, that is... So, and I assume that the camera smashing to the ground didn't help.
Probably
it,
didn't
know.
Help
right.
or
so
save it
the guy
at
didn't
all,
get but, it, but it's a lost
but
cause.
But KPIX is the building we worked in. Oh, that's the SS?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's just a regular sedan.
Sedan, right.
I mean, maybe it's got a beefy engine or something in it, but that doesn't look like... That, if you told me that was a Camry, I'd say, all right.
Oh, cool. Okay, sure.
It doesn't look like anything special.
Yeah, regular four-door benign sedan.
Oh, so
old-school SSs are dope, though.
Look at that SS. That's an old-school.
Yeah, that's what you want. That's what... Yeah, that's an old school. That's like a 60.
Looks like a hot rod, yeah.
You know, something. Yeah,
that's
not
as cool. Not cool. No. We're flashing between a total like 60s hot rod and your mom's Camry.
Right. Anyway.
Both SS's.
This is something I mentioned a second ago because I just realized, in fact, it was me and my wife were in one of the rooms in the house, and I was talking to my youngest daughter. She's 2. And I was going through this little routine with her. Hi, nice to meet you. And I put out my hand and she says, I'm Edie Rose. And she puts out her hand and we shake and she says, nice to meet you. And we do this thing where she keeps eye contact and I'm working on her.
Oh, nice, Vinny. Those are solid skills.
They are solid skills. They're important. And the wife walks in and she's watching us doing this. And she goes, you may want to change that to an elbow bump or something since we'll never shake hands again. And I was all, huh.
Oh.
Right. I guess. Now, I don't believe that. I think we will shake hands again and we're going to get back to normal sooner than later.
Someday, but not right away.
But the story here is about, have you had physical contact like a hug or a handshake with someone during the pandemic to be polite but actually didn't want to do it? Or have you been put in a situation where you went, no, sorry about that hand you just put out there. I'm not shaking that.
Yeah, I have not been put in that position. any hugs I've gotten have been completely consensual. They're tentative. You know,
yeah.
we have some people in the bubble, and I have hugged them, but I haven't felt pressure to do it. What about you?
We've not seen a lot of people, so I haven't felt pressured either. I know that we recently saw my wife's sister and family, and Uncle Mo, one of my favorites, he gave me the elbow bump.
Oh,
but
nice.
Christina jumped into a hug, and I think she, after the fact, went, she said, I think I really blasted right past his boundaries. I didn't mean to, but we hadn't seen them in over a year, so, and I just thought, well, you probably did.
Oh, well, you know, as long as it seems like everyone's okay, though, right?
No, so. I think everyone's okay, but I, you know, we all have our issues right now, and it's kind of crunchy after the fact to go, oh, geez, was that too much?
Yeah. Right. It is so ridiculously exciting to see someone you haven't seen in a long time that you just jump into their arms, whether they're willing to catch you or not.
I just wanted to mention it that, you know, right now we're all weird about
everything.
We've all got different levels of comfort.
Right.
Just be patient with each other, and maybe even, you know, what do they say? Consent is sexy.
Yes.
Or something.
Would it be all right if I hugged you?
Could I, or should we, or very
could
politely,
I
just the old hand out.
Cheek?
I'm offering. You don't know? Okay. Whatever you say. I don't want no trouble.
Air fives.
Bryn, I think you're a little bit soft now. I think you've gone too far the other way.
All right.
Yeah, let's
Bryn, let's test you out.
Oh man, again.
A little bit more.
How's this? Okay.
Much better, thank you.
Perfect. Oh,
maybe
perfect.
Just a hair more even.
Oh God, seriously. Oh.
Just a hair. This is fun. You ever steal your mom and dad's car?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Then you'll appreciate this. On Sunday night, a cop in Stillwater, Minnesota, spotted a 10-year-old doing 50 in a minivan.
So clearly an experienced driver.
The kid was all over the road and almost hit a tree before the cop parked his car in front of the minivan to stop it.
That seems chancy.
Seems like a lot, right?
That's a cop trying to save
other
people.
When he asked the kid, what are you doing? The kid said, my parents are asleep and I want some Cheerios, so I'm going to the store. So I have Cheerios for breakfast for tomorrow.
Oh.
No one was hurt. And apparently no one's facing charges, but there's a 10-year-old out on the road in a minivan.
Didn't crash, though? Just weaved all over the place?
Well, he almost hit a tree and was all over the road, but no, they say no accidents here.
That had to be a hard call for the parents to get. I'm sorry, you're saying our 10-year-old what?
Right. Is in our car?
Right. I suppose, though, that if they know where you keep the keys and you're asleep and they are so inclined, what are you going to do? We don't lock our kids in the house.
I do. Well, I kind of do.
Well, but the doorknob's open from the inside. I mean,
I know, and that's why we put a deadbolt way up high. So we can deadbolt the door. Now, there's ways out, believe me, but that's, you know, the...
Sure, they'd really have to use their old thinking cap to
You're hoping to muck up the works long enough that you might appear before they're able to figure...
You might be alerted before they can get the hasp on the window open.
Right. So, anyway, 10-year-old, joyriding, fun.
Yeah.
And so you took your peeps car for a roll? What? How old are you?
I was 15 and a half, so I had my learner's permit.
Oh.
And my mother told me I could drive my car to my friend Tracy's house to sleep. It's just down the street.
Oh, you had permission.
She did. Well, you know, I've worked her, and I'm sure she was just like a... So I was allowed to drive there, even though I didn't have a license, because it was just a quarter mile, half mile away, whatever. So I drive down there, and she's like, and you park in the driveway and blah, blah, blah. She just had a feeling. So she drove by the house and... Of course, we were gone. I'm like, come on, Tracy, get in the car. We're going to Howard Johnson's, meet boys. So, you know, there's us two 15-year-olds just off. And my mom doesn't know where we are, but she knows I didn't go straight to Tracy's house and leave because I'm not in the driveway.
So you have never told me this story.
In all the years that we've
been... I don't know this story, no.
Oh, yeah, no. That's...
So you and Tracy take off in which car? What is this?
It was my mom and dad's Delta 88.
Oh, nice. That's an Oldsmobile, right?
It is. It's a big... It was a great big boat of a car. Oh, it's actually nice. The one that I got in that head-on collision with when I was 18.
Oh.
Yeah, it was my... That was my first car, was their sedan.
Those cars were tanks.
Yeah, I didn't have a seatbelt on either. It's like...
Whoa.
I know.
Oh, man.
Anyway, so you and who? Lori?
Tracy. Tracy Walsh.
Tracy.
She was my best friend growing up.
Uh-huh.
So we...
Is this the one you stole her boyfriend?
No. That was Susie Wagner.
Okay. So you and Tracy, you're in the car. You're in the Oldsmobile Delta 88.
Yeah. Listen to the radio at top volume. JB 105, probably. You know, we were so cool.
Oh, JB 105.
Right. Or WCOZ or something.
Smooth hits.
It was actually, you know, looking back on it, like they played like Dan Fogelberg Longer and, you know, songs like that. So maybe I was on to COZ by then or BCN or something. But so anyway, we're driving. We would drive over to this hotel that was about, I don't know, probably 10 miles away in Plymouth, the Howard Johnsons. And we met some boys there and we all got ice cream sundaes. And then we got back. And okay, I mean, we, you know, wasn't like anyone was going to serve us or anything. We were just, but it felt so like, oh, my God. Like the freedom of being able to drive wherever you want to. Heady stuff.
Oh, I was set free and I still can't relate. Even to your kids. And as much as I don't judge, I try not to judge other people for how they are. The idea that, you know, people weren't hot to get their license and hot to get the hell out of wherever they were.
Yeah.
I can't relate.
Well, the one was, but now he's, you know, he was... Also, when you're 16, you just, you know, your parents suck. They don't know anything. You don't like them. Everything they say is stupid and worth an eye roll. So that kid, you know, he took off and he went and did his thing. And then now we're talking, his place that he works is getting an office in Walnut Creek. And so he's, you know, doesn't want to commute from our house to there. So he's looking for a place to live. And we were all kind of sad about it. Like we were all sitting around at dinner last night going, so all the way in Walnut Creek, huh? Oh, you know, where he won't live here anymore. It's so...
So he's looking in Walnut Creek?
Well, that's where they're looking at these office spaces, and the bulk of them are in the Walnut Creek area. So
I go there all the time.
To Walnut Creek?
Mm-hmm. It's like 20 to 25 minutes away from Benito.
I used to go there all the time, too, because with a girl that lived there.
They have good...
Is there fun stuff there? I was telling them, I think it's pretty happening in Walnut Creek,
yeah,
right?
Now it is. The Target's really nice. I recommend that.
Well, I mean, he loves Target.
It
so.
Is hotter than a mofo.
That's what I was
Walnut
telling him.
Creek.
Like, yeah, you better make sure you got AC.
They redid like the shopping center, and so that's always busy. And there's new restaurants, so there's tons of bars, tons of restaurants now.
Well,
so,
and he's of legal drinking age.
Yeah, so I recommend it for him.
The commute is brutal, though.
Brutal.
Well, that's he would have to commute at first.
There's a tunnel. There's a bridge.
I know, the whole thing.
There's just
but
all
he liked tunnel. Living. He liked living in Berkeley, and he could, and I guess a couple of the places they're looking at are right on the BART line, so he would be able to, and it would
sort of be
a reverse commute, too. If he lived in Berkeley, he could get on BART and be heading east.
Oh, yeah, that'd be perfect.
Which would actually be good for him.
So he's really doing this.
Yeah, he doesn't have to. I mean, it would probably be at least an hour commute each way. I mean, at least, right? It would be, and God forbid anything happened in the tunnel, then you're really screwed. I know.
This is such
a
surprise. I didn't expect to hear this come out today.
Well, I didn't, you know,
I felt he was so comfortably positioned where he was.
Oh, he's happy, you know, he's working from home, but they're like, no, there's no work working from home. We get work to do.
Oh, dear.
Start coming in.
So he needs my scuba tank idea.
Yep. That is
he's
a great idea.
He's
going
to go into a populated location.
Well, he's, you know, he's not going to do anything until he gets fully vaccinated, and then he's going to be able to, you know, the world's going to come back.
Yeah.
Anyway,
no,
blah, blah, blah. And then the other one is going to live with me forever and will never get his license. So both ends of the spectrum is what I got going on here.
Yay.
Sorry, I didn't mean to.
No, but I am out of time. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Maybe someone should try to stop Elon Musk. Yes, after these.
Yeah. Wake up.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.